A major figure in the new government of Afghanistan was shot and killed today as he left his heavily guarded office. Afghan Vice President Haji Abdul Qadir was in his car when gunmen opened fire with automatic rifles. He is the second Afghan cabinet member to be assassinated this year. Haji Qadir was known as a veteran warlord and one of a few ethnic Pashtuns in the new government. In Kabul, NPR's Ivan Watson says there is a great deal of speculation about who might have organized the killing.
A government spokesman is not ruling out any possibility. He's mentioned the chance that it could have been drug mafias. Haji Qadir ruled Nangarhar province in the eastern city of Jalalabad. That area is one of the largest poppy and opium producing areas in Afghanistan. And he was implementing an unpopular program from the government to end poppy production in that area. Another possibility, of course, is Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters or operatives still existing here. Haji Qadir was one of the most powerful Pashtuns in the Northern Alliance, which is dominated by Tajiks, which helped overthrow the Taliban late last year. One other theory that's already being bandied about by some ethnic Pashtuns here, no truth to this, no proof yet, they're saying that perhaps some of these ethnic Tajiks from the Northern Alliance, some of his former allies who are currently in government, they're suggesting that perhaps they had something to do with this assassination.
Ivan, what does Qadir's assassination mean for Hamid Karzai's government?
It's a big setback. Hamid Karzai spent some very tense time trying to balance his government last month when he was forming it to get every ethnic group represented there. And it was a very controversial process. And now he's lost one of his most powerful ethnic Pashtun allies. He's already viewed by many as being too close to the ethnic Tajiks of the Northern Alliance. And perhaps that's where some of this theorizing that perhaps Tajiks had something to do with Haji Qadir's death, maybe that is where it's coming from. And it has serious implications for ethnic tensions or a possible ethnic flare-up in the future here.
Ivan, is there any more word on the accidental U.S. bombing earlier this week of Afghan civilians?
Korva, the General Dan McNeil of the U.S. military, as well as the top diplomat here, Foreign Minister Abdullah, gave a joint press conference today. They announced that it would take several more weeks before an investigation was complete into Monday's incident. They did say that 48 civilians were killed in the U.S. attacks, and with more than 100 injured. And for the first time, the U.S. military admitted that it was an accident, since so many civilians were killed. General McNeil went on to repeat that there were reports that there had been anti-aircraft fire coming from the region where the U.S. planes attacked. But he offered very few details again on why these American airstrikes took place. And his explanation was not enough for many Afghans who are very angry in the wake of these attacks. People calling for Americans to pull out of Afghanistan, warning of reprisal attacks if these type of errors continue. And there was an anti-American protest that took place earlier this week here in the Afghan capital, again, in the wake of these American airstrikes.
NPR's Ivan Watson on the line from Kabul. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you.